really, really inspired. I've known the story before, but I hope people feel that's exactly the sort of person we should be remembering on a day like this. Paul, you've done a fantastic job, mate. Just a fantastic job in driving this forward. But we're not just here to feel inspired. All of us have our personal life histories. My granddad was in the Royal Navy in the First World War. My dad was a little boy. I remember hearing the stories. I knew my granddad just a little. I had the privilege to be a scholarship from the British government to go study in Bruges for a year. So I know this part of Belgium very well. The links are very strong. The First Secretary's presence adds to that. But we have a job to do. And we're here because today is about celebrating, but it's about starting the appeal to get the job done. I'm not looking at you, were looking at the beautiful woman in front of me. as if you must be the key holder to £100,000 or something. We need to raise the money, and we need to raise it really from the community here. And it's my job to wrap up the formal proceedings by just telling people what the process is from here on in. The process is this: we today launch the appeal. That's what we're doing for today's event. I hope people will, in a minute, just watch a short video and then look at the displays at the back. We know who you are, in the sense we invite you all here. But I want to sort of co-own the project. That's the plan, that we share the responsibility for the project. We haven't set an upper limit on the appeal. We're not saying we want to raise this amount of money, because it's going to be a five-figure or six-figure sum, the whole thing. But if there was spare money, it would come to the club, and it would come to build the next generation of young men and women to be as brave as ours. That's what it would do. So it will never, not a penny would be wasted. But we need to make sure that Kevin and his colleagues are paid properly. It would be dishonouring if they weren't awarded fairly for that fantastic skill and handiwork. We want to make sure that the design that Tim had, which I hope you think was really impressive, it will transform Tower Bridge Road, it will transform the community, it will give a whole focus to this very important road. That is done. There's a lot of preparatory work. Any of you who knows anything about building or public utilities know that you have to check all the utilities, you have to get all the permissions, you have to pay for the planning permission, you have to then pay for the materials. Obviously, we're going to make sure that people who work are paid, the apprentices are paid, and so on. So it's all that to be done. And we want to do it in a way that absolutely raises the profile, not just of Albert, but of the club and of the community. It also is going to be in a road that is the main road from the continent to the City of London. And that's not accidental when we were thinking about the site. There was once a small memorial in the Grange School, but we want to take it out into the community. So it's not just our memorial, but it's everybody's. And we want tourists to come in big numbers. We want people to walk over Tower Bridge and say they're going to come and walk down and do this. People from the Sea Cadets, they're able to walk up from Sea Cadets. You know, people from the Royal Marines and Old Jamaica Road to come down and see it. So we want it to be out there in the public space. So we want you all to be fundraisers, and if you're either rich now or you're about to become rich, we want to be you to be contributors. That little nest egg that you've got hiding away that you inherited from your great aunt, now's the time to just put it to good use. Those premium bonds that you've forgotten about, really, but they're still there, just cash them in. Never is there a better time. You can't take anything with you when you go, so spend it now. But also, we've asked where we're doing it. We've said to everybody, we want to be a community project. No individual, say to individuals, we don't want you to make a donation of more than 100 quid. But anybody to buy this as their project, we want it to be a shared community project. So everybody in this room is somehow or other, over a little while, capable probably of scribbling together 100 quid. So the several of you in the room, that's about 20,000 by my, 2,000 by my calculator, that's 2,500 from the people in the room. You don't have to pay today, you do it on the down payments. Secondly, we've said that we want businesses to contribute, businesses, Tambridge Road, businesses in Bermondsey to contribute, but we said no more than 1,000 quid for businesses. So nobody can buy, but we want them to do that. We'll have, you probably saw on Tim's representation, it will have a description of Albert's life and the raid and so on. So there will be, it'll be educational, people will be able to come and read about it there and then, as well as knowing about the club and Albert and where he lived. We'll probably link it into the places he lived in, Alice Street, just around the corner over the road, and he ended up living in Shorncliffe Road, which was just off the Oaken Road. Why his funeral was at St Mark's Camberwell, which was the old church in Avondale Square, before that was bombed in the war and Second World War replaced. And the timetable is this. We have an ambitious timetable. The council planners have been, the senior guy has been to look at the site, and in principle given the AOK, but we have to put in the planning permission. We don't know technically how long that will. We would love to have the money raised and the statue unveiled on Armistice Day this year. That's what we'd really love to do. That's tight, that's 7 months. It is technically possible, Kevin tells us, in terms of the production. But we're not going to be silly about this because we don't know what obviously may happen. That's the ambition. So we're saying we need the money to be raised soon so we can also get the kitty to spend. If that just doesn't become possible, then with the permission of the club, we would aim for the unveiling next St. George's Day. There are only two dates of the year when this is going to happen, either Armistice Day or St. George's Day. The last date in my mental diary would be Armistice Day next year. That's completely the last date we want to do that. But we want, if we can, to get it done this year in 2010. So in a second I'm going to ask you to watch the video. May I repeat my thanks to all of you. And repeat in particular my thanks to Simon, who's done all this set. So I hope you'll be just fantastic. And I think we ought to give him his team a really good. Paul, again, thanks very much to you. We're going to watch the video. And then I hope before people disperse and rush off and something, we've got our local papers here, so I hope we can get photographs of a lot of you here, you guys in uniform would hear the first century, so we can see the people who came together, my friend Stan, who's one of the more senior representatives of the Southwark community here in terms of aid. All this, we want it to be seen to be from the beginning, an appeal which is for this fantastic, heroic young man from Bermondsey, who was as brave as anybody in the First World War. Rightly honoured then, and we want to honour now. So, thank you all very much. Please enjoy the video, and thank you very, very much for coming. You are signed up to being the people responsible for delivering the appeal.